Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 1380 WPHM. We definitely take water for granted here because we live on one of the largest bodies of fresh water anywhere. But this is the 30th annual World Water Day. This is the day for us to really focus in on water. A poll from Morning Consult shows that our nation's water health is top of mind for many Americans. Joining us right now, Environment Program Director at the Walton Family Foundation, Maura McDonald. Maura, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Water
Thanks for
is,
having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit about this poll on water. It turns out that water is very important to everybody, and it's something that is more and more on people's minds, isn't it?
Absolutely. At the Walton Family Foundation, we spend a lot of time thinking about this connection between climate, water, and food. And what's really at the center of that is agriculture. And agriculture is our biggest user and our biggest polluter of water worldwide. So when we think about how we protect water on World Water Day and really any day of the year, we think about how we can make that transition to more sustainable agricultural practices so that we can protect our water, protect our food, and become more climate resilient as we go forward.
Yeah. It's a tall order. How do we do that? How do we address the impacts of climate change?
Yeah, so we spend our time thinking about that kind of suite of practices that farmers can try that are good for farmers because they increase their agricultural productivity, good for our environment because we can protect our water, and good for our bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. Good for the farmer's bottom line. We try to think in that triple bottom line kind of way. So one of the practices that we're very excited about is cover crops. I don't know if you've heard about those in Michigan, but this is a crop that people can grow after they harvest in the fall. It greens up very quickly, and it puts its roots deep in the ground so that as those heavier spring rains come, and we know that they are getting more intense and more frequent, especially in the upper Midwest as we experience climate change, we are not losing our soil and our nutrients, our fertilizers, to the stream. And we're not we're protecting farmers' fertility and their good topsoil from erosion, and we're protecting our streams from the water quality problems that come from that. So one of the things that we do at the Walton Family Foundation is we try to bring people together, bring farmers and communities, particularly downstream communities that drink the water, and food companies and governments together to develop projects that help farmers adopt these conservation practices that really help them, meet them where they're at. You know, a lot of farms are all different, and farmers are all different, and there's a lot of different kind of farming styles. I know you in Michigan have so many different crops mm-hmm. that you grow. So we try to meet them where they're at and help them with technical and financial assistance to make that transition to a more sustainable system, so that we protect our water, and we protect our water for growing crops down the road. So we protect our water, and we protect our food supply.
Those logistics of bringing all those different components together, I mean, it may sound simple on one hand, but on the other hand, it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not simple. You know, working in agricultural communities, you know, farmers are busy, and they're running a business, right?
Yeah.
So figuring out how to reach them, farmers are real, the best way to reach them is really through other farmers. So thinking about how we can work with them to set up field days, to bring them out, to show them what's possible, and to really have the data so that they can see both the impacts on their productivity and on their bottom line. That's the pathway to, like, helping introduce and get these practices adopted at a wider scale.
I mentioned this is the 30th annual World Water Day. What is World Water Day, and what should we, especially in a community that lives on the water, you know, on one of the Great Lakes, what should we be thinking about on this World Water Day?
Well, I encourage everybody to do everything they can to get out. You guys live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and you can get out and walk along the lake and enjoy the beautiful scenery and enjoy the fact that you live in a place where you're going to have abundant fresh water for the long term. But, you know, one of the things that I like to think about is how, you know, a lot of people have really made a good transition to understanding where their food comes from and to a lot of emphasis on eating healthy food and thinking about themselves as an eater and how they can use food to sustain themselves and to understand their connection to the earth, right? And I think that, you know, it's great we're all eaters, but I think it's also time for us to think more about how we're also all drinkers and being able to protect our water for the long term means, like, thinking about how, you know, how we improve our agricultural practices, because 70% of fresh water is used for agriculture. So, you know, that's really like the heart of our water use, and it's like our biggest opportunity for improving the sustainability and the viability of our water over the long term. I love that you guys live in Michigan and that you have all that abundant water right there, but I think, you know, people all over the world in different circumstances aren't as lucky as that. And so really connecting as drinkers is the key to our water future.
We all need water. And like I said at the beginning, we tend to take it for granted. This would be a great day for us to take it into more consideration. Where can we get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
I'd love to invite you to come to our website, waltonfamilyfoundation.org, where you can learn more about this connection between food, water, and climate. And you can learn more about that morning consult poll that really lifted up how much people support helping farmers make that transition to sustainable practices that protect our land and water and even our health.
We will take a look at it. Maura, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Maura McDonald, the director of the Environment Program at the Walton Family Foundation. Yes, certainly. On this World Water Day, 30th annual World Water Day, something for us all to think about.